Charlie Duckworth's in the middle of Rose Hill watching track work. Morning to you, Charlie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good to talk. Yeah, very well, mate. And it's an exciting day, but it was last night, and I know Chris is on a plane now, but have you spoken to him this morning about how Nature Strip is?
Yeah, I've spoken to both James and Chris this morning, so obviously they both couldn't sleep with the excitement last night, so great to get another Group 1 with him.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's the Concorde.
So that'll be the next... what do you think Chris will do next?
Well, obviously, originally he was planning on coming back up here as early as tonight, but after that win, we may well go to the Scalacci, and obviously the Everest is still an option if we can win that. If not, then we might be able to get a slot without running in the Scalacci. So Everest is obviously the big one that everyone wants to run in, and it's a horse that can run a solid race in a race like the Everest. So certainly trying to get a slot is top priority.
Now I respect that you're in the middle of Rose Hill there at Trackwork. If you can just be slightly careful with the wind. There's a bit of wind coming in, Charlie. But here this morning early, and I saw the end of the gallop. It thundered past us, but Arcadia Queen galloped out on the course proper. Mate, is everything continuing to go to plan there?
Yeah, everything's in order with her. She's obviously an exciting mare, and come out of that first up win in terrific order. So, she'll either gallop or trial on Tuesday morning, and that should pad out the races nicely.
You're very strong in race one today. Master Shahood, Lord Gododdin, Lady Cuvée, Humboldt Current. How do you assess them?
Yeah, look, obviously, up and distance, the Master Shahood should be a positive. I know he tried at a similar distance down in Melbourne, but that was on a heavy track, which we didn't really enjoy. So back on a good track and up and distance should see him improve. Lord Gododdin is obviously a last start winner, so it's hard to knock that form. Lady Cuvée, I think, has actually come on really well since that second up run, and I think it at a big enough price. I think she's a massive shout today with no weight on her back, and while Humboldt was only touched off last start, so it's pretty hard to split them. But if we don't get one of them in the top three, we'd be pretty disappointed anyway.
No, that's for sure. A session. He's had a lovely grounding. It's only 1100, but he's had three trials. He must have come back a bit big.
Yeah, he's always done well, and he's a little bit casual in his track work. He's probably a horse that in time might end up with a set of blinkers on. It's not that he doesn't try. He sort of responds when you ask him, but if you don't ask him for a lot, then he won't do a lot. So he's just a well-mannered colt. And obviously, like you said, 1100 is probably a little bit short of his best, but he's probably one of the class horses in the race.
Race four, Mr. Seawood. Mr. Seawolf, I thought he was very good first up, against a little bit of bias there.
Yeah, I thought he was terrific. Obviously, his fresh record's outstanding, hence why we've gone 3 weeks between runs. drawn soft to get a perfect run just in behind the speed. Look, I think the distance is just about perfect. Well, obviously the same course and distance as the prelude, which he won. So fingers crossed for a repeat performance.
Tom Melbourne, now he's found his barrier today.
He has. He's finally found a barrier. I think we could all put a line through his last start. He just wasn't himself from that gate, had to do a lot of work, and I think he can certainly bounce back. And I think going to these sort of Group 2s as opposed to the Group 1s is obviously the way we can get him back into winning form.
Sounds like you're a Tommy man today, Duff.
I'm just thinking he's very dangerous today. And Noir, obviously, she's a terrific little mare, and second up 1500, no issue?
No issue at all. No issue at all. I think it's probably the optimum trip. I know she's a little bit funny when it comes to the ground she wants. She goes really well on soft and then fails on heavy. But the good track shouldn't worry her today. It's not going to be a proper summer good four. Only just coming out of winter, so it should be a beautiful track today. And unfortunately, I guess that is against Abdon. who we brought down here basically because of all that rain that we had sort of 10 days ago. To give credit to the tracks, they've dried out amazingly well considering they had a sort of 80 mil only a week ago. But look, he's in with a lightweight and he's certainly a better horse than he was sort of 12 months ago.
Two beautiful mares here, Invincibella and Ticing Star. Talk to me about both of them.
Invincibella, obviously, finally got a run at the end of the Brisbane Carnival, which was great to see. Look, it's amazing, really, when you look at her physically that we raced her at such a young age. She's such a big, powerful mare, and she's just come back in bigger and stronger again. So look, it's a lovely race for her. I think 1400 is probably right about the perfect distance for her. Only a relatively small field, but obviously a field full of class. And Enticing Star, I think 1400 without the blinkers looks to be a lovely starting point for her. Just the thought process behind that is simply just obviously if we're going to an Everest first up, we don't want to be leaving any cobwebs in the closet. So she can have a solid pound out today, and then we can back off her and to ensure that she's fit enough for the 1200 when the blinkers will go back on. But her work has been second to none, and James trying to get down to 54.5 is I guess
a good tip, isn't it?
Bit of a push.
Yeah, it is a what. Looks the Quinella of the day here, Gayatri De Beer.
Yeah, it's for a Group 3. I don't think it looks like the strongest race in the world, so. It's a great opportunity for Gayatri to try and get some black type, which is obviously going to be very important for her stud career. And Dabier's racing incredibly well. Probably just didn't quite pressure the leader enough last start, which just allowed them to skip away from him. But he's racing well.
If Gayatri or the other one, De Beer, won the Colin Stephen, does Chris think about backing up next week in the Metrop?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay.
And then you got these two beautiful colts. Yes, Kubrick. They hold a lot of aces here because they are the ones that we don't know how... We know they got improvement, but we don't know how much improvement.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They both certainly needed that first-up run. They're still sort of pulled out of it with a little bit of condition, so they've had some pretty significant gallops on the track, and they're as fit and ready as any of the other runners in the race. And look, they've drawn one and two, so there should be no excuses from the barrier. You just hope that the race is run along at a genuine tempo, and with Adam on Yao Dash, you'd hope that would be the case. So, providing we get the run of the race, they'll be both very strong late, and hopefully they can upset the party.
And you'll learn more about way back when in race 8 after today, probably?
Yeah, exactly. It's a little bit of a throw at the stumps, but after drawing wide at Canterbury on Wednesday, and this race not looking to have as much depth as plenty of other group races, so we just thought we'd roll the dice a little bit. He stays very well. He's a good sound horse, and actually his work's been indicative that the journey won't be an issue, and certainly on a dry track is the required surface for him.
Beauty.
Naval Warfare, you've shot down for the Ansett Classic today. Scratch from here. You're happy to run there. Of course, the horse has been racing down there.
Yeah, we are. He's pretty hassle free. He just enjoyed the trip down there. I'd say he'd sleep the whole way on the float. We travel overnight, so. There's no sort of knock on travelling down the week of. Obviously, Nate Stripper, he only travelled down on Saturday to win last night. So it's something that we've always done, and it shouldn't knock it about. I'm amazed Chris is coming back here today. I couldn't work out why he wouldn't stay down there for Neighbour Warfare.
He's got to make sure you do your laps. He's got to do his laps.
Are you going to run a lap without him this morning, or what?
I think I'll probably wait for him to arrive. Hopefully, he's a bit tired. I'll have him cold on the second lap.
Good on you, Charlie. We'll see you here later on. Good luck with all of them.
Thank you very much.